get a stamp at each of the booths when they go by, and it'll be fun. After they visit so many booths, they'll be able to go and get some free items. So,
What are some of those free items that the kiddos can get?
They're going to be able to go make a rope outside, and we've got a whole lot of donated things that they'll be able to do.
Okay, cool. And why is it important to engage students and young kids in the STEM boost that you guys have for the free fair?
We feel like the fair is not only a place where you can go and see animals, but we want everybody to know that you can go and you can learn about canning. You can go and learn about the monarchs. We have the garden club coming to help you with maybe some of your gardening questions, to get the younger generation more involved in their community.
Okay, cool. And then what's the importance of involvement in the community for these kids moving forward in their adult lives?
We hope that, you know, they will come out and they will see that there are things that they can do, and then they will go out into their community and help with maybe a flower bed in front of a public building, or maybe go pick up trash, or go speak, you know, to some elderly at the nursing homes. Maybe take some of their items that they've made that they're going to enter into the fair and go visit, you know, and teach others about that and just pass things down.
Yeah, that's a really great thing to do as you get older as well. And I'm curious, too, we kind of mentioned it before we came on the air here. What are some of the exhibits that you're going to have? You kind of touched on the monarchs already. What are, like, the specific exhibits?
We've got quite a long list. So we will have, in our STEM area specifically, we're going to have Tri-County Tech will be there. We have... the Bartlesville's Mayors for Monarchs, the Bartlesville Garden Club, Washington County Master Gardeners, the Independence Science and Technology Center, the DAR, which is the Daughters of the American Revolution, and we can't forget our beloved Children's Barnyard. They're going to be a part of it as well. The Cattle Women's Association. They're all going to be set up to with the STEM theme in mind, and have stuff for the kids to do, demonstrations, things that the public can come and participate in.
Yeah, and I've heard that the Bartlesville Public Schools will be out there exhibiting some drones. So I think it'll be a great time for everybody to come out and learn something and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, totally. And I'm kind of curious, too, have all these members been here before just without the aspect of STEM? Or, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of them have. And they're excited to be able to interact more with the kids. And we're hoping that, you know, by getting their passport picked up, that it will help the kids kind of know where they can go, ask questions, and not be so afraid to just walk through and look, but actually engage more.
Yeah, totally. And do you think if it's successful this year, you might bring the STEM aspect back next year?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that it could be incorporated in any theme that we ever have at the fair.
Yeah, totally. And we've hit on STEM pretty hard. Well, what are some other things that are going on? I know you mentioned also before we came on that you have your livestock numbers in, correct?
Correct. We have over 100 head of animals that are entered for the fair. That includes dairy goats, dairy cows. We have hogs, sheep, goats, beef cattle. We hope that, you know, when you're walking through the barns and you stop at the beef cattle exhibit, that you ask about the beef cattle, the different breeds, what they're used for, because there is a difference in, you know, your dairy cattle and your beef cattle and why they are grown and what their in production is. Same thing with your goats. You know, we've got the dairy goats and we've got meat goats. We've got hogs, we've got the Children's Barnyard where we'll have smaller animals. This year we were excited to bring in the Broiler Project again, as well as meat rabbits. So we're hoping that, you know, after this year it kind of gets out to the public. We feel like that the Broiler Project would be kind of an easier project for some of the littler kids to be able to even maybe hatch their own broilers and then raise them and see the complete life cycle of that chicken. So we hope that, you know, you come out and you see all of that.
Yeah, I know Tom was mentioning the last time you guys talked to him, at least Shannon, when you were here last time, that kids love chickens, little baby chicks, and will they be able to take them home?
I don't believe that we have any that are going to be able to be taken
right,
home.
That's good. Probably a good thing.
But they can see them out there in the barnyard, I'm told. They're going to have an incubator.
Yes.
And so they'll be able to see kind of hopefully one hatch while they're there.
That's really cool. That's really cool indeed. What could you tell me? Can people still enter their livestock in, or is it too late at this point?
We will still take entries on day of, which would be Wednesday. All livestock moves in on Wednesday, and pens are provided. So we hope that everybody just comes out and gets entered up.
Okay, and I know 4-H and FFA members will also be kind of displaying their projects. What are some of those projects that you'll be seeing, or people could see?
There's a wide variety of projects that the FFA and 4-H members are involved in. There's obviously there's the livestock out in the barns. They've got a lot going on out there that Shannon just touched on. But also on the inside exhibits, they have their own sections where you can see the crops that they've grown, the bales of hay that they've baled, their canning projects, their art, their sewing projects that they've done, everything from leatherworking to woodworking to entomology. They've got some bug collections happening. They really have a wide variety of things going on with the 4-H and FFA kids.
Yeah, a lot of floral exhibits. Mm-hmm. And for the 4-H side, this is a competition for them to move on to the Tulsa State Fair on the indoor exhibits. So these kids are, competing for that blue ribbon in an effort to go on to the Tulsa State Fair where they compete at a state level.
And it sounds like you got a lot of blue ribbons that you're going to be handing out this next week.
We do. I was excited to see the box of ribbons come in last week.
That's really awesome. That's really awesome indeed. And we haven't really touched on where this is going to be. I know we've kind of touched on this before a couple weeks ago, but this is going to be in Dewey, correct?
Correct. It will be at the Washington County Fairgrounds there in Dewey. We're excited to show off the new paint that's been applied to the exterior of the building, the new flower beds that were donated by the Washington County Beef Club. There's new air conditioning inside, so we hope that everybody will come and enjoy the cool air and then walk around the barns outside.
Yeah, totally. And I know I cover the Washington County Commissioners, and just how great is it that all these improvements have been made to the fairground building?
We think it's wonderful.
Yes.
We are extremely excited. Yeah. So.
That's cool. And it's going to be a good time. I can't imagine it'd be too terribly hot next week, but it's also kind of mildly cool this week, all things considered.
Yes.
So we'll have to see what happens next week. I think it's supposed to get a little bit drier, so
yeah. That
AC will really come in handy next week.
Right. I did hear this morning that we're expecting a 500-pound pumpkin
okay. To
be coming in. Last year we had several large pumpkins come in. It's been a little bit of a wet year, and so I was told the pumpkins, weren't that great of a crop. But I did hear this morning that we're supposed to be expecting a 500-pound pumpkin. So
that's cool. Have you ever had a 500-pound pumpkin there before?
Yeah, I believe last year set the state record at 600 and some pounds.
Yes, it was quite a pumpkin.
It was very large.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool indeed. Will you be giving out any ribbons for the pumpkins, or is it just the one pumpkin that you're going to be displaying?
Oh, no. The pumpkins, they have their own contest, too, which has a cash prize as well. We also have the heaviest tomato cash prize and the largest sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm curious, what's the heaviest tomato that's been in this county?
I don't know if we actually have a record on that yet.
It's just kind of a new thing.
Yeah. So they're hoping for something up towards 5 pounds. So
wow. We'll
see.
That's a big tomato.
Yes.
That's a big tomato. I personally am not a big tomato fan.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is, but I'd be curious to see that big tomato. Next week, I should say. And I know this is a family-friendly event, too. We've kind of touched on, I think, that this is a free event for all people. The only thing that costs anything is probably the food, correct?
Correct. And we have a lot of great food vendors coming out. Chili Willy's Snow Cones is going to be there. We also have the cafeteria in the north room of the fairgrounds. On Thursday, the Copian Aggies will be serving loaded baked potatoes for lunch. And then they have smoked brisket sandwiches for dinner. Comes with drinks, side, dessert, I believe for $10. Then on Friday, we have the 4-H Parent Volunteer Association serving in the cafeteria. For lunch, they'll be serving chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, dinner, or dessert and a roll, and a drink. And then for dinner, we're doing the ribeye steak sandwiches. Okay. With all the sides, dessert and a drink as well for $10. And then the Bartlesville Indian Women will be there on Saturday with their wonderful Indian tacos mm-hmm. that they serve up. And then we invite everybody out to come listen to Let It Ride on Saturday night. Starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to be serving free hot dogs while supplies last, thanks to RCB Bank. And American Bank has donated some bottled water, and we have some other donations coming in as well. So we hope that everybody comes out and listens to the music, enjoys some free food, has a great time.
Okay. Is Let It Ride the only band that's going to be performing in this event?
No, we have on Friday, I believe it is, we have the talent show that's happening. We also have Joyful Strings will be out there. We have several different line dancing groups. That will be performing throughout the day. The schedule is posted out there on the county's website under the free fare page, so go check it out.
Yep, you definitely can do that. I was actually looking at it yesterday when I was writing up the story for you guys, just so we had that list up there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what other events are going on for you guys, for those who haven't seen the schedule or seen the story yet? I know you guys have plenty of things going on
there
this next week.
There are a lot of things. Starting Thursday morning, the horse drill team will be exhibiting at 10 o'clock. The JP dancers will be also dancing. There's going to be a tractor driving contest, so everyone that has some tractor driving skills can come out and show off their talents.
And we want to thank Kubota for the donation of the use of the tractors and the groundhog that we're going to be using for the arena.
Okay.
So that Thursday evening at 6, the cattle women are going to be doing their annual pie and basket auction. And then Friday, the horse drill team will be at it again. And there's also going to be a show and shine car show happening Friday morning out. I believe it's going to be in front of the fair building. There's going to be...
At noon on Friday, we have the Oklahoma Blood Institute will be up there with their Bloodmobile. And it is a Bedlam theme this year. So you pick a side and you get a T-shirt. Along with the coupon for some free food. We have the turtle races and the newly added sunflower seed spitting contest on Friday with our dairy goat and our dairy cattle show will be that night. On Saturday, we have the pet show. Entries are going to start at 9 a.m. There's no pre-registration needed for that. Just show up on Saturday. Make sure you have your vaccines and your paperwork with you. And enter your pet in the show. There are many different categories. The pet show will start at 10, but again, the entries will open at 9. And then, of course, the Indian Women's, the Market Livestock Show is going to start at 12 p.m. that day. We have the Locomotion Dance Team and a canine exhibit happening on Saturday, thanks to the Bartlesville Police Department.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of things that you guys got going. I don't even know where to start on this. The sunflower spinning contest, I'm intrigued of. Where was that inspired? And what kind of, I'm assuming you're having like other, like who could spit the seeds the farthest, how many seeds you could put in your mouth probably. I don't even know.
You know, Christy came up with that and she has all the details. So I'm kind of curious as well as to what different categories she's going to have. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
I would participate if I could too. So I might have to go over there and try that at some point. But I'm also curious, too, about the turtle races. How can people enter into that?
You just show up. The turtle races are going to start at 6 p.m. Again, just enter when you get there. Bring your turtle, and we'll have a good race.
Bring your own turtle.
Yes. Be sure to bring your own turtle.
I love that. Well, have we missed anything? Is there anything else that we should talk about today?
You know, I think we've hit pretty much everything. Again, the full schedule, there's a lot of flyers. On Wednesday night, I guess we did forget. Let me make sure that I get it right. On Wednesday night, when all the livestock are moving in, we have a live praise and worship service. Come celebrate Jesus. It'll kick off kind of our county fair. We've done this for the last 3 years, I believe. A lot of fun. It's hosted by Happy Hill Church. So we hope that you join us at 6:30. September 4th, and help us kick off the fair.
Sounds good, and all are invited.
All are invited. Yes.
I would sure hope so. For
all are
function.
Invited. Absolutely.
And then my final question for you guys is, why is this Washington County Free Fair so important every year? What makes it special?
I think what makes it special is that it's open to the whole entire county. And it doesn't just fit one generation. There is something to do for everyone. And everyone can be involved and exhibit, come out, ask questions, you know, and just have fellowship.
Yes.
And just like one big family reunion.
I do. It spreads a sense of unity through our community and our county. From the top end to the bottom end, from city to town, everyone is included. There's a place for everyone.
Absolutely.
Totally. And then involvement, obviously, how does that help move this forward in future generations, as we kind of touched on earlier?
Oh, we love volunteers. So you come out and you find an area that you really like and are passionate about, and come find us and we will get you involved.
Sounds good.
So.
And remind me one more time when this starts.
This starts, entries will come in on Tuesday, and then we'll have closed door judging on Wednesday, and then livestock will come in Wednesday night. We have the praise service, and then everything indoor and outdoor is open to the public the 5th, 6th, and 7th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And you start at 9 every day.
At 9 a.m., buildings will open.
And it's free?
It's free to the public.
And it's going to be a good old time up in Dewey at the Washington County Free Fair Building. Shannon, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us this morning on this Community Connection. And hopefully we'll get to see you around next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You for having us.
And that was a Community Connection here on K1, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a